Hello, darlings. This is Anna, your host of the Gratitude Attitude podcast, the podcast where we talk all things self-development, manifestation, and just generally feeling better and being in good form and trying to pull ourselves out of bad form, which I am trying to do at the moment in real time because I recorded this podcast. So as you know, I have mentioned before that I produce and edit this podcast myself, but I literally don't have any. I got a tiny bit of training from a friend of mine, Con, that does this kind of thing. But I have fecked up and I recorded the first 10 minutes, then I pressed pause and then I kept recording. So I'm recording the start of the podcast after the end of the podcast. So I have to do the first 10 minutes now again. So yes, that is the crack. So I'm trying to be more positive. Maybe what I said in the intro, in the last intro, was not that interesting. And maybe there was a reason it deleted itself. So let's hope that this works. This works a little bit better. So yeah, if it seems a little bit off kilter, it's because the first 10 minutes were recorded after the end of the podcast. Okay, so you know, we still move, we try, we make the effort. So I hope you all had a fabulous week. And yeah, hope life was good. So last week we spoke all about getting yourself out of a bit of a rut, because I had been in a rut in January. I took steps to get out of it. I feel like I'm getting there, getting out of the rut, making the effort. So I hope that you did take steps. And even if they're only very small steps, even listening to this podcast is a massive step towards getting out of a rut. So if you're feeling in a little bit of a rut, in a little bit of a funk, listen to last week's podcast. It will help you. And it's just the little things that I do. And it's just my experience, in because we all go through things and we all have our little ups and we have our little downs. So yes, go back and listen to last week's if you haven't listened to it yet. Again, I just wanted to thank everybody who's sharing this podcast, who's sending it to a friend, because I don't have any sponsors. Now, that is my own fault, because I need to get out of my own way and go find a sponsor. Or go get one, because, you know, people don't come to you, guys. You know, well, we do attract, but, you know, we have to take action too. So that's something I need to do, actually. But thank you, because if you didn't listen and if you didn't share, there would be no Gratitude Attitude. And I really, really enjoy getting all your messages and getting your little bits of feedback. Thank you again. So yeah, this week I was in Donegal for the week. I spent a full week and I was a little bit nervous because, like, so I live in Tipperary. My partner's from Donegal, and he's from Donegal. And like, sure, I went up there and I didn't know anyone. So like, I've been going up there now the last like almost 12 months, and I still don't really know people. The only people I know are his like brothers and sister-in-laws and a few members of his family. And then, you know, not really. That's really it, if I'm honest. So I was like, right, this week I'm going to make such an effort. And that's what I'm talking about this week. It's all about like, why we have a circle, why we need to, what basically, like, you're the five people that surround you, they are the most important, right? But I'm going up there and I don't know anyone. I'm going to have to like make a new circle up there if I want to spend time up there. I'm going to go off my head. Like, you can't just have your partner as your only point of contact when you're somewhere. You need to have a circle. And that's what I speak about in this podcast, is, you know, creating it, how to create a circle and why we create a circle and why the people that we surround ourselves in are so important. So I did make an effort this week to make friends. I did. I went up and I met up with a lovely girl that listens to the podcast here. I hope that I've spoke about her in the second bit of the podcast. I think I have. But yes, I made the effort. I booked in for an exercise class. I met up with a listener to the podcast. I've actually booked into a beautician's up there next week when I am up there for Easter. You know, I had to take steps to kind of get out my own way and get there. But like, the world is so tiny. So I think I've told this story already, but I'm going to tell it again, because it is just like, I don't know, there's always a bit of magic there too. And there's something going on, you know. Paddy's Day. So we're just gone past Paddy's Day. We were out for the day. Wait till you hear this story. We were out for the day on Paddy's Day. And I only literally had two drinks all day. But we went into this pub and it was packed. Like 100 people there, say. And the one woman that came up chatting to me was American. So Patrick was chatting to her partner. And she came over, obviously just being polite. Hi, how are you? I was like, great, thank you. And she asked me where I was from. And I said, I am from Tipperary. Now, this woman had an American accent. She's from Chicago. But she moved to Dunlow with this new partner. And basically, she's like, oh my God, I only know one place in Tipperary. it's Templemore. And I was like, what? How do you know Templemore? It's like a small village, like slash town, but like I have a business there. That's mad. She's like, oh my God. So my late husband is from Templemore. And I was like, are you serious? My mother is from Templemore. Amazing. So she's like, yeah, my husband was reared in a pub in Templemore. And I was like, oh my God. Okay, this is getting weird. It's the only woman I've chatted to in the pub in Dunlow ever. And her late husband was also reared in a pub in Templemore. So I was like, what was the name of the pub? You know, because there's a good few pubs in Templemore. Oh, the name of the pub was the Eagle Bar. So I was like, sorry, excuse me. My mother was reared in the Eagle Bar in Templemore. And she's like, sorry, excuse me, what? In the 70s? Yeah, in the 70s. I'm like, how is this even possible? So I text my Auntie Anna, of course, because like we all have that auntie that is, you know of all the history of the family. Text my Auntie Anna. Auntie Anna, do you know, we're just going to say his name was John Ryan. And she's like, is he a son of Jim Ryan? And I asked the lady I was chatting to, and she said, yeah. Yeah, my late husband was Jim Ryan's son. These names are made up, by the way. And I said to Auntie Anna, yeah, it is. And she's like, oh yeah, Jim Ryan was your uncle's godfather. Your granddad and Jim were great friends. And yeah, so I'm practically related to this American woman that I'm standing chatting to, and I know nobody else in this whole town. So mad. So yeah, they bought the pub off my grandparents in the 70s, and they were all great friends. And like that, her late husband probably was reared in the same bedroom as my mother, like a few years later. What are the chances? So yeah, now she's my new friend as well. So like, I'm literally blown away by how is the world just... These things are not coincidences. I don't even understand it. I feel like there was some message in that for somebody. I can't figure it out just quite yet. But yeah, the world is tiny. And that was my mad story this week. Anyway, I don't know how I even got onto that. But yeah, I made a friend that way. So, you know, she's going to call up to the house sometime. And we're going to meet up again, etc. Now that woman's in her 50s. So like, and I'm in my 30s, so, well, I'm nearly 40, but you know, you can hang out with people of all ages, at any age. When you're an adult, you're an adult. So yeah, that's how I made one friend. And I went for an afternoon tea with another girl while I was up there, did my exercise classes, I just made the all effort, and also had another listener message me. I met her. We didn't actually meet, but she saw me on the side of the road. So yeah, that story's for another day, why I was on the side of the road. But anyway, yeah. I hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast, because this is my intro into my second half of the podcast. But yeah, it's just really basically we need friends. We need more than just our partners. We need to have a circle. And if you don't have them, you have to take the steps and you have to make the effort. So things like, you know, messaging people, making the effort. I think there's even apps now to make friends. So yeah, it's definitely something that... I find hard. I struggle as an adult to make friends. And a lot of us don't even want to be friends with the people we went to school with. We've got like so many different things going on. We need to be motivated. We need positive people in our lives. And sometimes we just move on from friends. And that is okay too. And it's okay to make new friends. And it's okay to have a huge circle. And it's also okay to have a small circle. But we need a circle. And that's, yeah, that is my message this week. Hope you enjoy the rest of the podcast. I have no idea where this is going to edit into. But I know I'm talking all about... why our circle is so... Yeah, so when you surround yourself in, you know, people that do these things, it's no longer a big deal anymore. So anyway, while I was up in Donegal, I wanted to make friends. And I actually put it out here on this podcast last week. And do you know what is lovely? I had a woman message me and she actually saw us broke down on the road. And she said, I listened to your podcast. I won't give her name because some people probably wouldn't be comfortable with that. But anyway, she's from Dunlow. And she met me on the road, broken down the side of the road. And she messaged me on Instagram. And she's like, call up anytime. So I am. I'm going to make the effort. And again, when you are an adult, you have to make an extra effort to go meet friends. So while I was up in Dunlow, these are steps that I took to try and make some new friends and new connections up there. So like, to be honest, I'm not really a huge drinker. Like, I like a couple, but I like to be able to, I don't know, get up early in the morning and go do a hike or go do my run. And I like to feel good. And I think that's an age thing as well. I'm just over it. I'm not as arsed, right, with the drink. But what I did notice is the couple of times I have gone to the pub, I will say it, hands in the air, that is the time that you're going to meet people. It's just easier. It's just so much easier. People have a drink in them. It's easier to go up and chat to someone. It's more natural than like going onto an app. Onto Instagram, messaging someone or following them. But there is other ways. So going to the pub is step one. But like, you know, you don't have to go mad. Paddy's Day, I had two drinks all day, but didn't I make myself a new little friend, you know? So it doesn't always have to be drink, but I will say I was avoiding kind of going to the pub, just not that bothered, trying to be healthy. But any time that I have gone to the pub, I've just felt I've got to know people and I have met a few people. And it just helped me make connections, because it's a real Irish thing, isn't it? The pub, you know, we just do make connections in the pub and that's it. And we just have to get over it. That is just the way it is. But yeah, also while I was up there, then I met up with a girl. Oh, she's so lovely. She listens to the podcast as well. Thank you, Sarah, for listening to the podcast. I don't think Sarah will mind me saying her name. But yeah, she is such a dote. So my vibe, so my tribe. So I had messaged her. I got the finger out. I knew that. So basically, she is a partner of a guy that works for my partner, Patrick. And I knew that she listened to the podcast, but I'd never met her. So I said, you know what, finger out. And I now messaged her. And like, you know, you know, it is awkward, but I was like, oh, I just want to meet new people. Anyway, she's so cool. And you know what I think? Like, I always think, though, like, there's always an underlying thread of why I get on with people and why, like, we just have to have the same vibe. Like, we all have a tribe out there, you know, whether it's kind of whatever you're like. I just know what I'm born into, and like, I can do all the fitness I want and I can do all this other stuff, but the tribe that I really get on with are usually musicians. It's just, that is what I was born into. All my family play music. They're all a bit hippie-ish behind it all. They're up for the crack, and I don't know, musicians are just like that. So I seem to click always with people that are connected to musicians or that are musicians. I just always seem to have that. And you'll have yours. So you might have, could be sports or running or athletics or maybe dancing or Irish dancing. But I find, I don't know about you, but I find I always click with the underlying who we are underneath is we are a musical family. And I always click with other musical people. And Sarah, how cool is this? Her dad wrote, you know that song, The Hills of Donegal? If that could, I'd build a wall around young Donegal. Or whatever the words are. And her dad is so cool. We went to his gig. I think I told you about that. But yeah, class. So he's the lead singer with Goldstone Chafe. And she's a class singer. And, you know, she's just a really, really cool girl. And actually, she's bringing out a clothing brand very shortly, called Sarah Lorraine, and it's elegant clothing and it's designed in Donegal. So it's really going to be, it looks gorgeous. So she actually has an Instagram page if you want to go and have a look, because Sarah is a real doer and she is so our tribe here at the podcast. And I know her clothing brand is going to be a success and she is making all the moves and all the efforts. So yeah, the Instagram handle for that is, I have it here for you, Sarah Lorraine Donegal. So if you want to have a look, it looks beautiful. I don't think she has actually released the clothing yet, but when she does, I will share it on my Instagram. I will try it on for you. I will do all, any of you, anyone listening here that has done anything, has tried something, has started a business, you know, if you want to mention, or not that I'm so fucking great, I've only about, I don't know, 12,000 followers. Not that that's good, but like, there's lots of people with a lot more than me. But if you are a TikTok, I've loads. So if you need me to share anything or give you a shout out, and I genuinely mean it, message me. I will help you because we all need a hand and every little helps. And yeah, you know, don't ever be afraid to. But yeah, give Sarah a follow. I know her clothes are going to be gorgeous, and she's a gorgeous singer as well. So yeah, I made the effort. I messaged Sarah and Sarah took me out for afternoon tea to the Shandon Hotel. It was unreal. Just stunning. Everywhere up in Donegal is stunning. So we're sitting looking out to the water, enjoying the view. We had the crack. And you know as well, I think I told her a couple of little things that were probably, you know, going on in my life that aren't all perfect. Like, the only way to make a real connection with somebody is to really be a little bit vulnerable. And look, you can't start off being like completely vulnerable with people, but I was a little bit vulnerable with her. I did tell her like ups and little downs that were going on in my life, and I felt, and she opened up a little bit to me. And they do say the only way to make connection is to be vulnerable, in the same with relationships or anything like that. So you have to let down that little bit of a wall, and I always found that very, very hard. But I felt with Sarah I could, and I really got on with her and I really liked her. So I'm definitely, well, I hope she liked me. If she's listening, she's probably like, oh Jesus, I have to meet her again for lunch. But anyway, loved her, had a great time. So now that's two friends I made this week in Donegal. And three, the woman that saw me on the side of the road, I'm going to meet her as well. So yeah, I had to, though, make the effort to do that. And I had to, you know, put myself out of my comfort zone, message these people, etc., etc. And yeah, I just wanted to talk about why our network is so important. And like, so I have a few little things written down, and like, you have to be choosy. Who are you surrounding yourself in? What is it they say? The five people you surround yourself in, the four people you surround yourself in, I think you turn into the fifth. Or I don't even know what the saying is. I'm not up on my sayings, but you are the the five people that you spend most of your time with. That's the saying. So sit down there for a second, close your eyes and think, who are the five people that you spend most of your time with? And are they good for you? Are they negative? Are they positive? Are they bringing, you know, are they bringing positive things into your life? Because it's so, so important that they do. So these are the reasons that you should have a good circle around you, and that you should have, you can't just, you know, the people talk about my partner is my best friend. Yeah, that's great. But you need more than your partner. Unfortunately, you need more than your partner. And if you only have your partner now, now's a good time to start making an effort and meeting other people. You need a circle. Circle is vital, because there's certain things that, you know, go on in my life. Patrick is great. I wouldn't call him my best friend. I have best friends, but I love my partner. But there is, you know, what he is, you know, we get on great. We have a laugh. But, you know, I want a best friend as well. And I also want friends, and I also want a circle, and I want people, you know, that I can bounce other things off. He's not going to fill every void in my life. We need a circle to fill all the little voids and to help us through little things. So there'd be things maybe you with him that I need, that are going on with him, that I might want to bounce off my friends or something. You know, not that I'd be talking about a relationship. Anyway, I'm burying myself here. But, you know, you do need the little circle to be able to chat to. And yeah, your circle are so important. So think about who surrounds you, and think about, are they good for you or are they bad for you? And if they are bad for you, start slowly just moving yourself away from the people that are not, you know, a good asset to your life and to you, and being positive and helpful, and, you know, just helping you have a better life. That's like, and you should be that to other people as well. Not just one, it's not just a one way system. So yeah, why is it so important? So here are a couple of reasons that I have, that this is why it is so important to keep your circle, like, to be very careful and selective of your circle and to have a circle. So influence. So the people you surround yourself with, they greatly influence your thoughts, behaviors, and decisions. And they feckin' do. They do. I've said feck way too many times in this podcast. I'm trying not to curse. Is feck a curse? I don't know. But anyway, influence. Like, as well, can I talk to a few of you? Who are you following on social media? Make sure. I actually hardly follow any bloggers or any, like, I don't need to buy the stuff. If I see it, then I might start, you know, clicking on the link and buying the stuff and thinking I'm missing out because I don't have an Emma mattress or whatever. I'm grand. My mattress is fine. Your mattress is fine. You don't feel that you have to have everything that influencers are. You know, if you're trying to save money, and these influencers are, I love influencers. I have lots of influencer friends. Don't get me wrong. But if they're not serving you, or if you are feeling that you're just buying everything you see that's coming up, maybe, you know, or if someone is making you feel bad about yourself online, if you're comparing yourself to somebody online, unfollow them or mute them. I have muted a few people that I know well and that I'm friendly-ish with or whatever. They wouldn't be in my main circle. But there's reasons why I've muted people, because I don't need to see things to upset me. And some things that upset me might upset you, you know. And things that upset you mightn't upset me. Blah, blah, blah. But we know the triggers and we know the things. So yes, it is okay to not follow every single Irish influencer that has 100,000 followers if they're not making you feel good about yourself. Or if I'm not making you feel good about yourself, don't fucking follow me, because I don't want to be doing that to you. And I you do know, and we all know, it is a show reel. Like, as in, it is a highlight reel. So yeah, influence is very important. And the people that you surround yourself in, social media or in real life, will influence you. So if they're smoking and drinking and taking drugs every weekend, you know, there's a strong possibility that you'll end up doing that. So I don't hang out with a load of people that smoke, drink and take drugs every weekend. Well, I hang out with people that have a few drinks. But, you know, I try to limit that a little bit. And I try to push myself towards people that are a little bit healthier, because I'm trying to be a little bit healthier, you know. So, yeah, when you have a group of people around you and you have good people around you, it's a great support network and a support system, and we all need it. So like, your circle provides emotional support during tough times and celebrates your success. So like, it's more about the tough times, and that's what I find. I find my circle, when I'm lonely or when I'm feeling anxious or when I'm, I don't know, insecure or, you know, anything like that. Because we all get like that and we all feel like that sometimes. So I'm not going to pretend that I don't, that I'm perfect. I, like the other night, was feeling a bit lonely. So I called over to my sister's house and then I played with her kids. And then today my son brought me for a coffee and that lifted me. I was a little bit lonely, a little bit bored. You know, my son is all grown up now. My parents are in Lanzarote. When I'm in Tip, you know, my network is small enough and you have to tap into it. Like, so Danny rang me, "Mom, do you want to go for coffee?" "Absolutely, let's go for a coffee," because I was feeling a little bit sorry for myself and I was like, right, I need to tap into this. And an hour later I was feeling much happier and much better. So yeah, when you have a good circle of people, you can tap into them for support when you need them, because we all have lows and it's really good to ring a friend when you do have a low. I have a really, really good friend that I obviously won't tell you her name here on the podcast, but honestly, I can tell her anything and I can ring her when I am, you know, slightly unhinged, and she will completely understand. And she can ring me if she's feeling any bit unhinged at all, and I will talk her down. I will help her. We all need that. We all have our moments. We all have our ups and downs, and you need that friend. And again, you have to be vulnerable towards people for them to turn into that friend. So yeah, it is so vital to have that support network. And again, if you don't have it, take the steps that I'm giving you here to try and make that support system, because it is so, so important. And if you're in a relationship a long time, like, and I did this myself years and years ago, you know, sometimes we can just be with them all the time and, you know, your friend circle can get smaller and smaller and smaller and people move on. And it is possible that you're listening now and you don't have any friends and you maybe just have your partner. But I'd say it would be a good time, if that is the case, if you want to reflect and think, is it? And you don't have to have a huge circle. Even 3-4 friends, that's loads. That's all, you know, I only have 3 or 4 in my actual main top tier friends, you know. But yeah, take the steps. Keep taking them. I booked in for an exercise class this week in Dunlow and I was pure awkward. I knew nobody. But I booked it and I went. Okay, I didn't actually talk to anyone. But, you know, at least I took the step. It's better not taking the step, right? So, like, take the little steps, because you do need a support system and you need more than just your partner to be your support system. Unfortunately, we need more than that. We need people from all angles, and our family and our parents and our, you know, we need to keep all these people in our lives. And you need to be careful of, again, who you let in. If they're negative and they're not good for you, you know, be aware of that. So yeah, accountability. I love this one. So surrounding yourself with driven individuals can hold you accountable for your actions and goals. I would say, like, I have one friend, Emma. She is my accountability partner. Emma owns Soha Boutique in Neenah. If you're actually looking to rent a dress, I would, like, this shop is unreal. Now, I'm not biased, but I actually, when this business opened, Soha Dress Rental, I was director of the company, but Emma has bought the company outright from me, and she's taken over, and she is actually, do you know what was the best thing that ever happened? That it is unreal. The dresses she has, the jewelry she does, all, like, you go in there, you get your dress, you rent your dress, and she's all the designer dresses, you get your earrings, you get your headpiece. She has everything you need, and she's so helpful herself and Ashling in there. So Soha Boutique, they are on, this isn't an ad, but yeah, they are online, sohaboutique.ie, I think it is, or look them up on Instagram. They have thousands of followers, but yeah, it is a local, like, it is an Irish business. So yeah, if you are going to anything, just a little shout out to one of my support network, Emma. She is a doll, and she is who I will go to. She will say to me, "Well, did you do what you said you'd do? Did you make the effort? Did you get up early?" And, like, we'll often do a thing that we both get up at 6 a.m. Like, we don't live anywhere near each other. We live maybe 40 minutes from each other. But Emma will text me, "Are you up?" Or I will text her. So it's so important to have an accountability friend, someone that will. And then she'll say to me, "Well, you haven't been making those videos that you said you would." Or I'll say to her, "Well, Emma, you didn't do this. Come on, you need to get your finger out." Because, you know, it is, we need that. We all need that. So what else here? I have energy. So positive company can uplift your mood and energy levels, enhancing your overall well-being. Totally. Like, isn't energy a mad thing? They say you can't, energy cannot be made nor destroyed. It just is. So it's there. But, like, how do we all have different energies? Like, I can meet someone and be like, oh, I love their energy. They're full of life, full of inspiration. Then you meet someone else and they'd actually drain your energy. It's just a feeling. It's nothing else. And you nearly know. Like, it's just a weird thing, energy. I don't understand it fully, but I know it's a thing. And yeah, surround yourself with people that give you a good, be a good energy yourself, but surround yourself with people that are positive. But always, like, you can set your intentions as well. You can decide in the morning, well, I'm going to have a good energy about me today and I'm going to make an effort. And when you do that, you can set yourself up for a good day and a better day. So yeah, energy is so, so important. And it's just when you're around positive people, it'll make you more positive and feel better. So confidence. So being around supportive and encouraging individuals can boost your self-confidence and self-esteem totally. Like, I even feel like after the lunch the other day with Sarah, she, you know, shared things about her business with me, etc. And I know by the end of the conversation, I was like, you could do this and we could do that and I can help you with this. And then she was talking to me about what I do and she was boosting me and she was giving me a lift about the podcast. And the two of us left and the energy was like vibing. And it was, she gave me confidence and I gave her confidence. They're the kind of people you want around you. They are it, like, you know. Opportunities. So your social network can provide valuable connections and opportunities for personal and professional advancements. I'm sorry to say it, but it is so true. It is so, 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 so true. In life, what I have only really figured out in the last while is it's who you know, not what you know. You can know things, but it's your circle. It's the people around you. They are going to create opportunities for you. So if you're hanging out with someone that's in the pub every night or someone that's not interested in being driven or, you know, that isn't positive, they're not going to create opportunities for you, nor are you for them really. Well, you might, because you're a bit more positive. You're listening to this podcast. You're trying to better yourself. But yeah, it's so, so like, you're not going to get the opportunities if you don't surround yourself with the right people. As I said, if you want to write a book, go hang out with, find out some, there must be something on that people go to that write books. Go to that, okay? Or whatever it is you're interested in. If you're interested in, I don't know, if you're a songwriter, you know, go to, you know, those nights they get you up singing and playing music. Go to those things. What are they called? I don't even know. But there is nights that you can go to that you're involved and you get up on stage, etc. Push yourself out of your comfort zone. You mightn't be comfortable with it, but it will create opportunities. But you have to surround yourself with the right people, you know. And the last one I have here is happiness. So having a good circle around you just helps you be happy. It just, like-minded individuals, they contribute to our overall happiness and fulfillment. And it is for sure, you know, you feel happier. After I went for a coffee with my son today, he made me happy. And you have to just take the opportunity. Don't sit at home. If someone asks you to do something, go do it and go enjoy yourself and surround yourself. Not just, and again, you know, it's so important. Those five people, think about who they are. And focus on them and maybe focus on this week making, even if you can make one new friend, make an effort in something that you're interested in doing or you're interested in, you know, whatever you're interested in doing. There must be something that you're like, I love. Okay, we'll just pretend it's book writing. So this week, if you're into book writing, okay, but you just don't even know how to get involved, find someone on Instagram that has written a book. Follow them. Give them a little message or something like that. Do something for yourself this week to widen that circle into the thing that it is. And you have a thing. We all have a thing. So for me, my thing at the moment is really wanting to get into presenting, TV presenting, all that. So I'm going to do it myself and you can hold me accountable. This week, I'm going to try and widen my circle of, I don't know, TV presenters. So I'm going to randomly find a few and follow them and maybe slide into their DMs. But, you know, I'm going to try and make an effort, make a friend. I'm going to find out what the woman's name is that presents that morning show on TV Tree. I'm going to follow her. Right, we're doing it. So go off and do it. Whatever it is you want to get into, go try and get your network, widen your network slightly. And yes, if you don't have any friends, now is the time to start making the effort and just go up and chat to people and try and be a little bit more vulnerable with people. And that is how it's hard. It's hard for me. It's hard for everybody. But if you do want to make new friends, that's my little bit of advice for you. It is possible. And we can all make new friends and new circles and create those opportunities. So I hope you enjoyed the podcast this week. Thank you so much again, everybody who has been listening. I have more than doubled my listenership since I brought out series two. I'm loving it. I'm really enjoying it. I told you a few weeks ago, I'm in talks with Warner Brothers in America and I still am in talks with them and I will fill you in more about that in the next few weeks as it unfolds, but things are looking good. It's very exciting. So I am manifesting in real time. If you want to go back to episode one of season two, I talk about how I want to manifest a TV show, and it seems to be coming my way. So very, very exciting times ahead. Again, if you wouldn't mind, I am on Instagram, AnnaO'Connor26, at The Gratitude Attitude. All I would ask is for a little share, if you wouldn't mind sharing the podcast, sending it to a friend. Anything like that helps, because I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any other way of people finding out about this podcast, only if you share it. So without you, there would be no podcast. So I really, really appreciate it if you could give it a share. Thank you so much. And I hope you enjoyed listening, and have a great week. Get out of your own way, as I like to say. And again, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.